It's a numbers game with your host, Gil Alexander.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
It is a numbers game right here at Vase in the Basin, the Vegas Stats and Information Network, SiriusXM channel 204, Visa.com, the Visa app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus. Where is it that we work again, Danny? Visa, everybody. It is Gil Alexander. Danny Burke behind the glass this morning. It is Danny's last day on the show. We will we'll give him a big virtual hug coming up later as well. Chris Felica to come. Talk a little golf with us. Bill Krakenberger, our number two. Looking forward to the crack, man. And Jason Weingarten on baseball with his one of his two appearances per week here on the show. But let us start because they are just teeing off now at Harding Park in San Francisco. I said this yesterday on the show, the famous Mark Twain line, the coldest winter I ever spent was summer in San Francisco. And those of you who have never spent a summer in the Bay are about to witness it at the PGA Golf's first major this year. So even though the outright market might have been taken down from your sports book, a whole bunch of first round matchups are still up, a whole bunch of tournament matchups are still up. And you will get a chance to bet the outright market perhaps after round one, after round two, after round three, depending on when the outs of that you have access to will put those up, if they will or not, that is. So let us bring in Todd Wright, the greatest radio host there ever was back in the day. All Night with Todd Wright has its own football podcast, the Fantasy Football Podcast, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and of course the Todd Wright Toddcast, who is kind enough to take some time away from his playing golf on his own to spend time with us, give us insights on the PGA. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning, Gil. I'm well.
Let us start at the top. And again, for those who are betting this dynamically through the next 4 days, this is, of course, you know, this is the field you want. This is everybody in there. And two of the three at the top. You got Justin Thomas, you got Brooks Koepka, you got Rory McIlroy in terms of the odds at the top. Your position is one of these three is not like the other.
It's correct. McIlroy doesn't belong in this group. He just has not shown recent form to be in this group. He hasn't won a major in a while. He's generally a momentum type player where he plays well in a stretch. He hasn't been doing that since the restart. His irons seem off. We can make that case for a number of different players. Look, we've said about Rory for a long time that when he's on his game, nobody can touch him. But we can say that about the other two favorites as well. I don't think McIlroy deserves to be in the same class as this tournament begins as Brooks Koepka and Justin Thomas.
The next, let's call it a tier, would be John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau, neither of whom have been, you know, let's put it this way, the most reliable of golfers on a major Sunday. That's an understatement. Rahm perhaps having a little more success in majors than DeChambeau. Do you trust either of these two guys this weekend?
As much as we've talked about DeChambeau since the restart, and there was money that moved him down, basically halved his price from where he opened, where I saw it in March at 30-1, down to 14-1 as I saw it a day ago, and I saw Rahm at the same number. They both won since the restart. You know, in a lot of ways, they're very similar players. They can hit it a mile. They win tournaments. They both won since the restart, but they both mentally get in their own way. And I think that has cost Rahm from being a true major contender in recent years, although he's done better than DeChambeau. I think they're right about where they need to be, Gil. I might lean a little more to, if you're asking me to pick a matchup, I might lean more to Rahm this week than to DeChambeau, which sounds odd considering what we've talked about the last 2 months as DeChambeau being so good and course proof. But Rahm won just 2 weeks ago on the toughest setup since the restart, and that was Jack's tournament at the Memorial. So I'd lean towards Rahm against DeChambeau, but I don't know that I like either necessarily as much as, say, a Koepka or a Thomas or maybe one or two others to win this event.
By the way, I didn't mention this on the show yesterday, Danny, when I was giving my my picks of the PGA. But speaking of head-to-heads, I essentially went for the entire tournament. Anybody I could find against Tiger, I went with. And so it's one of these, it's sort of the kamikaze play. It's like, I'm either going to, you know, crash and burn if Tiger does well here, or I'm going to probably have great success. Todd, how do you feel about Eldrick Tiger Woods, since I'm contractually obligated to bring him up every tournament?
Yeah, I am too. You've seen my webcasts. We have to in any golf conversation. Look, it's been interesting since I saw this open in March. Woods' money has not been there because we haven't seen him. Now, look, he looked great in the match with Manning and Brady and Phil. And you can say, well, it's an exhibition and he's in a golf cart. But boy, he was really hitting drives so well. Something we don't even see him do when he won most of his 15 majors. Even this week, Gil, I've seen Woods go from 30-1 to 35-1. He's in the same category as Jason Day. And ironically, they both have the same problem, that cold conditions cause a bad back. But Day is coming off three top tens in a row, and Tiger's basically not played in three events. You got to go all the way back to February or March to find the last three events the Tiger has played in. So I'm with you on Woods. He's got to show us something today and tomorrow to get any sort of momentum going into the weekend or even to make the weekend.
Talking to Todd Wright, again, it's the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, where all podcasts are distributed. Hopefully we have some football. We could talk with Todd. Boy, would fantasy football, I mentioned this yesterday on the show, is fantasy football, is that going to be a janky kind of thing this year with you know, whatever might happen COVID-related if football gets underway. That's a whole story for another day. Let's do some rapid fire here, Todd, on some players. And again, for those who, you know, again, the tournament is teeing off, but we want to get these in because you'll have plenty of chances to bet these either in head-to-heads or in outright markets round by round. Xander Schauffele, let's start there. 16-1-ish. I'm saying 18-1 at BetMGM.
Terrific value on a great player who, of all the players who haven't won a major yet, he should be at the top of the board. I've even seen his price come down. There's no reason to dislike him this week other than he's not the two-time defending champion in Koepka, and he's not playing as well as Justin Thomas. But to me, he's next in line.
You made a great point here offline about Dustin Johnson, the ultimate feast or famine player. Who would be the obvious historical precedent for that?
Phil Mickelson. He's the new Phil. He's the right-handed younger Phil Mickelson for a lot of the same reasons. DJ had a couple of 80s recently to give some perspective. I think Rory has gone something like 750 tournament rounds with two 80s, and Dustin had him back-to-back. When Dustin isn't playing well, he doesn't want to be there. And his short game and his putter hasn't been there recently. Look, he showed in Memphis, but I can't take that leap of faith this week.
Webb Simpson and Daniel Berger. You and I have talked about this throughout the pandemic. Who are the course proof golfers? Even if a specific course doesn't necessarily cater exactly to a golfer's profile, these guys have a consistent enough game to get through courses and succeed, or at least contend on a week to week basis. Webb Simpson and Daniel Berger. How do you view them here? Same way, course proof, always a contender.
Webb is the former major champion, so I give him the edge. And most of the numbers I've seen this week show that he's got the better odds, and understandably so. I'd lean to him over Berger for that reason. But if you can get Webb or Berger against any of the names we haven't already brought up in a matchup, like a Koepka, a Thomas, a Schauffele, I don't see why you wouldn't look at Simpson or Berger to do well this week.
All right. Final two questions on golf, and I'm going to ask you about hockey, but let's get a few more of these guys in. Colin Morikawa, he's a Cal guy, so he's right in his backyard there. You trust him here? He's about 30-1-ish preflop.
Yeah, and back in March, he was 60-1. This is a significant move for, you know, all with all due respect, not a mainstream name. So there's been money coming in on Morikawa based on how he's played since the restart. I'm not on it. I understand it. But I need to see it this week. I'm not with those who have moved that price down.
Matthew Fitzpatrick has been up on boards recently, very consistently. Casey Kerr is caddy, or his longtime caddy we've had on the show here on a numbers game at VSiN. He was preflop around 50-1. And then sort of another mainstay during the pandemic on leaderboards, Abraham Answer. right around that same price pre-flop. Do you have any money on these two guys in any form?
Not on Fitzpatrick. I had him last week in Memphis for a top 10. He came through, but he had four bad shots in a row from the middle of the fairway on 17, and it cost him $1 million, and it cost him a chance to win the golf tournament. His emotions get the best of him like a Jon Rahm sometimes, and he hasn't showed in majors. He's a very good player and a tremendous putter, but his 71st hole last week scared me away. Answer to me is a very good top 10 or matchup play. I don't know that he's ready to break through and win against the best field we've seen in 13 months.
How do you do this, Todd? Do you stop playing golf during a major? You just sit at home and watch it all day long?
No. At times I'm Billy Beane. I put everything in and then I go play and then I come back and I evaluate once the round is done, especially on a Thursday or a Friday.
I love it. Todd is a big DFS player at golf as well. All right, final thing then on the PGA. Give me some long shots. Again, the tournament has begun here in San Francisco at Harding Park, which I hacked up back in the day, a time or two. But give me a few names that folks should keep an eye out for that still, you know, depending on their performance here in round one, still might be available at great prices, even if they get back into the outright after today, or should be keep in mind for head-to-heads.
I'll give you four names and you can follow up and ask about any of them. Hatton, Lowry, Neiman, and Phil Mickelson.
Give me Hatton because I made a bet on Tyrrell Hatton at 81-1. I also have a bet on him to win the Masters at 71. I was joking yesterday on the air, Todd. My golf bets have essentially now painted me into a corner because I fall in love with certain guys and now I'm sort of forced to bet them in multiple spots because I'm terrified that I won't be on them when they do win.
He's a good guy to be on. We have to remind people he won the last tournament before the pandemic shut everything down. He's also an emotional guy like a Rahm, but he's learned how to manage his emotions just a bit. And that Bay Hill win was very big for him. He's done nothing really bad since then. It's not a household name, which is why the price is as high as it is today for this event and what you got on the Masters that you just talked about.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to watch. Can't wait to sit down. We'll update the progress here in early part of round one, really early part of round one at the PGA Harding Park in San Francisco. It's Gil Alexander. Todd Wright is my guest. Todd, we're going to talk hockey with you more in the coming weeks, but let me just have one exit question here in our final 2 minutes. What has been your overall impression? Has there been something that stuck out to you that people need to keep an eye out for? And maybe the thing about, you know, teams falling 2-0 here in the best of fives. Did you see give up in teams? You anticipated that, as I recall.
I saw it in one. I didn't see it in the other. We talked about it a little bit when the Islanders went home, despite an early goal against the Carolina Hurricanes. But that didn't happen the Rangers went home, the Islanders in their series against the Panthers weren't able to put Florida away. I might see more of that maybe in the next round or in the first round of the NBA playoffs, because this isn't just about being out of the playoffs for these guys. This is about going home to family, sleeping in your own bed. And I think that will be a factor, but I will say, Gil, and I am a hockey apologist, this week has been like the first round of the NCAA tournament for hockey fans with games all day. And I think the level of play has been excellent. And both 12s look very dangerous, up 2-1 in their respective series after the Taves goal late last night.
Amazing finish for the Blackhawks last night. Two goals in the final few minutes, one there in the final minute to turn a 3-2 deficit against the Oilers into a 4-3 win. Both the Canadiens against the Penguins and the Blackhawks against the Oilers in the West. 2-1 leads in their respective best of five qualifying round series. Who do you still like to win it all? I don't know if I've asked you that. Your Tampa Bay Lightning have looked good here early on in the round robin games anyway.
They have. They haven't dominated, but there haven't been a lot of dominating wins, and they've won in a shootout against your Caps, mm-hmm. and then they won with a late goal by Tyler Johnson on a rebound against a Boston team that just doesn't look like they figured it out yet. But pre-pandemic, I thought the Capitals were the play, but that was the division path that I've talked about in the past. Now the path has totally changed, and with the reseeding after every round, it's very tough to predict, but I still think the Stanley Cup champion is going to come from the round robin play. It's tough enough to win 16 games to win a Stanley Cup. I think it's exponentially tougher to win 19 games in a playoff format and win the cup.
Yeah, it's the hockey equivalent of having a bye in the NFL playoffs. It's just that much easier. And I agree with you wholeheartedly about the Caps. I just thought they were an amazing veteran team to put out that kind of effort every single night pre-pandemic. And I just think the layoff is something that also, you know, the format changes, the layoff. I just think it's stacked against them now. We shall see. I agree with you. It has been fun. Hockey continues to be awesome. Full day hockey again today. Todd, we will talk about the NHL playoffs with you moving forward. Thank you for all your thoughts on the PGA and enjoy all your DFS plays, my friend.
Thank you very much, Gil. Great to be with you.
Todd Wright, Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and of course the Todd Wright Toddcast, wherever podcasts are distributed. The greatest radio host there ever was, Danny. I will not debate this. Before there was Bill Simmons and pop culture references, there was All Night with Todd Wright back in the day on ESPN Radio. Classic. Love him for coming on. Bill Krakenberger, Chris Felica, Jason Weingarten, and producer number 7. We'll talk that next. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
There has never been an August like this in sports before, that's for sure. Nevada fans are getting in on the fun. BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app from the same folks who bring you the most iconic casino hotels in Las Vegas. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with live betting, boosted odds specials, and much, much more. Just download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Basketball, baseball, hockey, all at once, all month long. If you want to take this once-in-a-lifetime summer to the next level, then it's time to believe in your game at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Got to be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. It's Gil Alexander, and it is, ladies and gentlemen, for the final day, I get to say it is Danny Burke behind the glass. Danny, I'm going to miss you, man. But I'm so happy for you. Moving on to finer things here within VSiN. How you feel, man? This is your driving somewhere tomorrow. We won't get into details, but this is your final day.
That's right. I mean, look, it's a bittersweet feeling. Like you said, it's for me, it's a little sad, of course, not being able to work with you every day. And as I said in the beginning of the weekend, as we talked, very appreciative for everything you've done for me and allowing me to come on and be a part of the show. Very grateful for that. But I know you'll be in good hands regardless of wherever you go, which kind of leads into our next segue here. But overall, Gil, I'm really excited. But yeah, bittersweet overall feeling.
Well, you're very kind to say those things, but I'm super thrilled for you. But what Danny is saying is right. So Danny leaving to do other things brings us to producer number 7. Producer number 7. So in the 3.5-year history of VSiN here, this will be my 7th producer. Maybe it's me. I just want to say that again. So if you've missed it for this the previous part of this week, we are searching for producer number 7, and we just decided we're going to put it out in the universe, and we're going to accept submissions at numbers@vsin.com. The email address, once again, is numbers@vsin.com. Not numbers game, numbers@vsin.com. We're looking for resume and a 60 to 90 second, preferably, that's sort of the strike zone, video of you telling us why you should be producer number 7 right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN. Yes, it would require you, if you don't live here in the desert, if you don't live here in Las Vegas, it would require you to move to live here in Las Vegas. Deadline for submissions is next Friday, August 14th. So if you don't get it in by August 14th, we got to cut it off at some point. So if you are interested in this, and we have gotten, Danny, I mean, you're even telling me, I haven't seen them all yet. And let me just state this once again, I'm not the only one making this decision, right? I have a say, but I'm not the only one making the decisions. Collective decision making here. I'll have a pretty big say in it, I guess. But the submissions, like there are too many for me to have caught up with yet. So I'm going to have to spend some time this weekend and just rifle through. I'm going to give them the love that they deserve because people have taken the time and have passionately and lovingly put these video resume, but it's really a video pitch together. And they're so different. Again, you know, some super professional, some super, you know, quirky, some clever, hilarious, brash. In many ways, there's that angle. Some people have decided to take the aggressive route, Danny, where they're like, oh, when do I start? I'm your dude. It's not if, it's when, you know. So we'll see how far that gets them. I don't know. We shall see. So any way you choose to express that, and again, all I'm saying is here's what we value. Here's what I value. Smart. The very first thing in life, smart. Be a sports fan. Please be funny. Please enjoy this. I mean, I want you to be passionate about sports and being here 5 days a week talking about sports betting. Again, if you are not betting 10 dimes a game, don't worry about it. Like, that's not going to get you over the top either. But have either a life in sports betting or a passion to immerse yourself in sports betting. But you got to know sports to begin with. I don't want to sit here with somebody who doesn't know what I'm talking about at all. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, who's that? Big Ben what? We don't want that guy. For sure, we don't want that guy. So no sports. Plus, if you know sports betting, as my buddy E said, he goes, hey, if you got an opinion once in a while, that's gravy. Just you do your, you sit the corner and you do your thing. But that's what we're looking for. We're looking for someone who wants to be about this show. Now, if you're good and the universe smiles on you, this show has a history of springboarding you to other things. Witness young Daniel Burke sitting across the glass right here. But it really is about this show. Producer number 7, numbers@VSiN.com. numbers@VSiN.com for your submissions. Deadline a week from tomorrow. Manscaped.com is the tools for your family. Jewels, proud sponsors of the show. You can get 20% off plus free shipping with code VSIN20 at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off at Manscaped.com with promo code VSIN20. Baseball with Jason Weingarten next. Numbers Game, VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
To A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
Sports are back in full swing. Now's the time to subscribe to VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're offering our best price of 2020 on short and long-term packages. We even offer a free trial. If you still aren't sure which option is best for you, take advantage of the offer before the price goes up for football season. Wow, football. Can you imagine? Subscribe today and put the VSiN experts to work for you with daily email updates that include our best bets from every show, host, and guest, 24/7 video access, Point Spread Weekly, our annual NFL betting guide as well, and much more. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today and get in on the special offer before it expires. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander back at the mothership here at the South Point Hotel Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's talk a little baseball with our buddy over at Spreadopedia under a cloud of smoke. Somewhere in Southern California. It's our buddy Jason Weingarten, fellow 90 Day Fiance fan. How you doing, Jason?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Are you upset that I called us both out for loving 90 Day Fiance? Is that okay that I did that?
No, I, uh, I think everyone should know about our secret obsession.
That's right. The finest reality show going. Just spectacular. So many dynamics of the human condition going on in that show. All right. By the way, we're like years behind talking about this on the air. Let's do this. The picks that you and I have had so far in the air. So I started out this year. We've actually tallied these up for folks. I actually started off the year with my picks on the show going 0-4. I had three dogs and a favorite in there. I was 0-4. I'm back to 4-5. I'm on a bit of almost a complete bounce back. So I'm 4-5 on the season here on the show, just a tick under even, minus 0.27 units. And if folks who are new to betting are like, how are you 4-5 and barely down? Well, that's the beauty of betting baseball, right? You bet dogs, you could be in positive money, you know, being 500 or even lower than 500. You are 4-4 on the show. I know you're doing better than that in real life, but you're up 0.76 units on the show at 4-4. Would you like me to go first with my one pick before I get to yours? Because I'm on the Blue Jays again. I was on Hyunjin Ryu and the Blue Jays yesterday as a slight dog. I was on the White Sox as a slight dog with Lucas Giolito the day before that. I'm on them again today, and it's just the same sort of theory, which is, look, I get that this is a competitive baseball matchup, and any of these two teams can win on any given day. But if you're giving me the plus price here, that's where the value is. Nate Pearson, number 7 prospect in all of baseball before he had his debut with the Blue Jays, the number 1 guy in the Blue Jays organization for sure, going up against Touki Toussaint in Atlanta. I took the Jays at plus 110. I don't know if you'll find the plus 110 anymore, but I do see some plus 109s out there. It's closer to plus 105. Let's call it we have plus 113 on the screen, but you can't get that yet anymore, Danny. So let's call that officially plus 105 consensus on the Jays right now. I wouldn't play it if it was minus 105 because I just think it's coin flippy, but plus 105, still a play for me on the Blue Jays.
I like it. I like Pearson. You know, I bet him for Rookie of the Year. I'll probably be watching that game. I'll probably throw something on it. But I've not bet that one yet.
What do you got?
I bet the Astros over 9 so far. And I think that's the only play I bet so far today.
Ooh, okay. Astros over 9. All right.
Yeah, Astros over 9.
That's Bialik against Gallen. By the way, Arizona finally took out all their offensive frustration in one inning yesterday. What did they put up, a 9 spot, was it, Danny? Against yesterday? I think a 9 spot against Lance McCullers. Good Lord. All right, so Houston, Arizona. What's the total you got there, Jason?
I got 9. I don't know if it's moved off 9 yet, but I'd still play it up to 9.5.
Let me ask you this. The Marlins are now, I believe they're 4-1. Like, is this a thing? Like, imagine if they No, it's not a thing. Okay, I want to finish the question. I was going to say, what if they play 45 games and they have this winning percentage? Not a thing. Aberration.
Wait for them to play the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Braves. Let's check again in a week what their record is.
All right, let's do this. Let's try this with the Giants. Giants contender for an expanded playoff berth a month from now?
That's a better question. I want to say no, but they keep winning, so I'm going to say yes. They're going to be alive a month from now.
I like it. Let's go through all the teams that everybody wanted to just, you know, crap on before the season. How about the Mariners? A month from now, are we talking about them vying for a playoff position?
Nah, their pitching is pretty substandard. They're not particularly fun to watch, at least for me.
Pirates.
Done.
Okay. Who's the team then, in your opinion, that is far more live than conventional wisdom gave them credit for?
Well, I don't think anybody gave any credit or respect to the Rockies before the season.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's for sure.
And they're crushing it.
Yeah, I have to update my first 5 numbers, but like they had the best first 5 record as of 2 days ago, but I have to update those. What do you attribute that to? I mean, it's the starting pitching, really, isn't it? That's been the surprise.
Mostly starting pitching, and mostly just whenever you have a 10-game sample, some teams are going to be really good, a couple are going to be really bad, and a lot are going to be bunched up around the middle. It's just 10 games will give you all sorts of random, samples.
Sure, just how
it is.
Sustainable or unsustainable?
Anything sustainable over a short period, so... Yeah, anybody can keep it up.
I know they can, but do you think they will?
No, I don't.
Dodgers and Padres are
in their division. Too many better teams.
Dodgers and Padres. Boy, Padres got to get that bullpen squared up, though, boy. They are just a shell of what they were last year. Like, Yates is a different pitcher entirely. All right, last thing then, Jason, here, because we got a short segment here. But besides the... that good duel of young pitchers, Pearson against Toussaint, and I'm on Pearson and the Jays. The other great pitching matchup today is Luis Castillo and Carlos Carrasco, Cincinnati and Cleveland. Any thoughts there? I know you said you didn't have a pick there, but is that the go-to game for you to watch, you think, today?
You know, if I was really looking for some more pain, I'd probably bet the best first inning yes price I can get there. I'm sure I can find a plus money price there today, but... I know you've seen it and talked about it. They've been very bad so far.
The yeses, yeses.
Even a day like yesterday, where I went fishing for a couple first innings. I think I ended 1-4 yesterday, and it was just it's getting tough to bet them when you're just losing every day.
But yeah,
I'd look for a plus money first inning price there.
Okay, you could bet the yes in the first inning, and then. Go away and don't watch it, because it'd be a miserable experience to sit through. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it, man. We're coming back with Chris Valica.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, brother. Chris Valica next. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
BetMGM Sports wants you to start out with amazing odds during this August like no other. That's why they're giving new customers a chance to win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 wager on the Lakers-Rockets game. And if either team hits a three, you win $100. All you got to do is sign up and make your first bet with bonus code VSIN100 to take advantage of this special offer. There's never been a summer like this before, and there's never been a better time to sign up at BetMGM Sports. Download the BetMGM app today and use promo code VSIN100 to win $100 in free bets when you bet $1 on the Lakers-Rockets game and either team hits a three. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Got to be 21 or older and physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Nevada, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, West Virginia, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Gil Alexander, Danny Burke, good day at sports betting for us yesterday. Dano hit the baseball pick that I had, hit the basketball under that we gave out on the Sixers. Oh, people are playing these. We're a little bit in fuego right now. Andy McNeil's been ridiculous with his hockey bets. Remember, we have that... the Blackhawks series bet. What a turn of events late last night that was. Blackhawks lead their best of five qualifying round series with the Oilers 2-1. Chris Valica is a diehard Islanders fan. We'll get his opinion on whether he believes the Islanders are about to blow their best of five momentarily. But I know Chris will bring him in. He's the bear from ESPN's College Game Day, ESPN's Daily Wager, gambling show, and of course, the Sanford Stephen the Bear podcast. I know you're enduring a tropical storm up there in Connecticut, or you did yesterday. How are you doing? How's everything? Is everything intact?
Yeah, no, a lot of branches and trees and power lines and stuff. We lost power briefly, so fortunately we had power back. But I've been without good cell phone service and internet and cable since probably Wednesday at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I still don't have anything. So hopefully my signal will hold up here. Cause I literally have one bar of service on my, on my phone. So I've unfortunately been unable to download any, Saratoga Pass performances for you today, but yeah, there's still a large number of people without power in the area. So it kind of just like snuck up, and I think it was a lot worse than people thought. So yeah, but like if the worst thing would for me to endure is not being able to watch the Penguins blow a 3-1 lead last night with my wife, who's furious over it as well. It's first world problems.
First world problems. I was going to say, you haven't had internet since when? How have you lived? Yeah. My God.
Exactly. I imagine that. We actually had read a magazine or
talk
go
to
out
your,
for a drive.
Yeah,
or something.
Say, talk to your wife. Yes.
Have a conversation. Amazing.
I'm going to talk to my wife today. No, I'm kidding. we love Molly. All right, Chris, about your Islanders. Let's start there. Took a 2-0 lead against the Florida Panthers there, their best of five qualifying round series. They lose yesterday 3-2. Is that feeling sinking in, or how do you feel about your Isles?
No, this is a double-edged sword. This is a loaded question right here.
don't jinx anything.
I wouldn't mind if they lose a series, in my opinion. I don't care. It's almost franchise advancement. If you lose the series, because then you get thrown in there with a 12-13% chance of getting the number one pick in the draft for a franchise cornerstone, which the Islanders definitely need. And if they win the series, oh great, you won the series, and you got an extra round of playoff hockey to watch. But truth be told, they're not beating the Bruins, they're not beating the Lightning, they're not beating the Capitals. So to get another 4 or 5 games of playoff hockey and miss out on a chance to get the number one pick, which this year is so valuable. I mean, people don't want to get excited about the Islanders, but yeah, they're beating a team that was an underachieving team this year. Bobrovsky had a bad year. They traded Vincent Trocheck, so they weren't even thinking playoffs. And this new format with the pandemic got them in. But I will say this. I think everybody's thought process about teams falling behind 2-0 in series would be just mail it in, get ready, Cancun, golf clubs. We saw with the Rangers against Carolina the other day. Igor played, and they played well. That was a 1-1 game late into the game, so the Rangers certainly didn't mail it in that third game down 2-0. And obviously the Panthers yesterday, game was tied in the third period, and they wound up winning as well, so they certainly didn't mail it in. So I think that the handicapping thought, theorem, idea, hypothesis that teams down in a bubble 2-0, we're just going to be ready to go home, that certainly didn't play out like I think a lot of people thought it would.
What do you think of our buddy E's theory? Now, I bring up E a lot on the show. You and I text with him all day long. He's a very successful sports bettor, maybe the most successful we know. And his whole thing with betting on hockey is, man, I'm going to let you guys do that because that's the most random thing ever. And he will literally say to me, he's like, oh, look, Gil, look, Chris, they're huddling as if they have any idea where this play is going to go off a ricochet or a camera, wherever. I assume you don't view it that way.
No, it certainly is a bit random just because there really isn't a sport out there that is controlled by one player. Like playoff hockey, if you run into a hot goalie, certainly the odds of upsets or a series playing out one way certainly go dramatically in that direction. So, but I mean, I like hockey. I mean, I get his theory, and we have this conversation with E as well. Like, E is more of a sports bettor, whereas I still view myself more as a sports fan.
Right.
I love to watch playoff hockey because it's the best postseason out there. It's the most exciting. It's the most dramatic. You get upsets. You get unforeseen storylines playing out, whereas he does this for a living, and he wants the surest possible bet and doesn't like random. He likes when $3 favorites win,
That's right.
A lot of average sports fans like when $3 favorites lose.
Mm-hmm. That's a best way to put it. There is not a big favorite that man doesn't love. That's right. All right. Do you have any takes? I mean, obviously, it's a full day of hockey. Once again today, your Islanders are not involved, but Vancouver, Minnesota, Washington, Philadelphia, Vegas, St. Louis, Toronto, Columbus, Calgary, Winnipeg. As all of these, some of these are round robin games in the case of Washington, Philadelphia, and Vegas, St. Louis. But the others are part of the best of fives. Any thoughts on any of these games today?
I kind of like Vancouver a little bit in that their first game today. Predictably a little bit sluggish in that first game, but I think they found their way in game two. I think they're more talented than the Minnesota, and obviously Markstrom can carry that team as well. I give a little bit of a thought with Vancouver today in that game. The play-in games, I really don't have much of a thought on. It is interesting to see how they played out now with the Bruins mathematically eliminated from having that number one seed. So there you go, team that had the highest point total in the league right away, mathematically eliminated from having that number one and number two seed. So we'll see how the playoffs play out and who they're going to match up with. And hey, if you get a couple of upsets now, maybe it will play out where they face a team like the Islanders in the first round. And that's a team that they have completely dominated in recent years. But I think of everything today, I'd look at Vancouver.
Look at Vancouver. That's the first of the games today. Vancouver, it's actually coin flippy, right around minus 105 consensus on the Canucks against the Wild here, 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 Pacific. By the way, and Danny, you can write this down for the picks of the day here. I had the Blue Jays. Jason had the over in the Houston-Arizona game in baseball, the Astros-D-backs game. Let's put down Felica for Vancouver. Andy McNeil with a Winnipeg this morning. That's okay. He likes, Chris. He likes Winnipeg because he loves the price at plus 140, despite the Jets' injuries.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the one. I mean, I love that. It's just some good old-fashioned hate. I mean, these teams really didn't like each other before the injury to Shifley in game one. It's going to be hopefully a good series that I'll be able to watch this evening. We'll see. Maybe if I get my cable back, I'll be able to take that game in tonight. But either way, that'll be a pretty intense game tonight with just potentially getting knocked out.
I picture you, the bear, with a candle, a la Ben Franklin, walking around your house very gingerly. All right, exit question, Chris. You know where this is going. How do we feel? Like college football, Big Ten says as early as September 5th. It's a go?
Yeah, Purdue, Michigan, September 5th, right? That's what we got penciled in on the schedule right now. So we'll see. It's so weird because right now I'm usually so excited and ready to jump into the season. And I just feel so like indifferent right now.
I agree.
So, that season, you see it on paper, you're like, oh, this could, November 7th could be a great day. You've got Clemson, Notre Dame, and there's another big Ohio State, Penn State might be that day. And then but there's still like this little part of me that's like, is this really going to happen? And so it's like hard for me to, but, hey, I hope it does. I mean, everyone involved in my show and my company certainly hopes it does. I'm sure everyone involved in your company certainly hopes it does. And we'll see what happens. It's just so hard that you see that Big Ten schedule announced right in light of the news that Rutgers were like seemingly everybody in on the Rutgers campus has a virus, and then you have the Indiana player with his mom's plea about how her son was really really sick, and every time you get like excited and amped up and look at this schedule, look at this date, and this is gonna happen, and then you get kind of like knocked down a little bit to earth with some bad news. So I'm just taking it day by day, and I'm gonna hope it happens. I put together a preliminary list of key games. I'm gonna work on some other updated storylines now and see what happens. I'm sure we're going to have a college game, the preseason show coming up in a couple weeks. That's the crazy thing. It's August 6th already, and we're inside of a month now, and we still don't have conference schedule dates from the Big 12 or the SEC. But it's just weird times, man.
The virus, not safe enough for non-conference games, but apparently safe enough for conference games. Chris, I'm the same way, man. I'm the same way. I'm like, I don't even. It doesn't feel real. Like, I'll believe it when I see it, but, you know, it is. And you're like, we're going to wake up one day and we're like, oh, there's a game tomorrow. Oh, all right, let's do it. And we're all going to be pretty pumped at that point, I suppose. Chris, I appreciate it, man. I got to run. Always thank you. Thankful for the time, man. And stay safe out there.
Of course. Chris, talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
You too. Chris Felica, the glue that keeps college game day together, Stanford Steve and the Bear podcast, and, of course, Daily Wager over there at the Worldwide Leader. Coming back, Bill Krakenberger will update the PGA Championship. Get Bill's thoughts on this FanDuel thing. to get his perspective. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.